Sairam, and welcome to the first segment of Love to Love in a brand new year. On behalf of everyone working on and behind the scenes of Radio Sai's Thursday Live team, we wish you a very blessed, beautiful and blissful 2014. My name is Chandu Vijay and I'm your host for this afternoon's light and easy segment of music. Now, every 1st of January, a feeling of freshness of sorts comes to us. We feel renewed in a sense, and we start looking forward to creating new adventures for the next 365 of days ahead. So in a sense, today is the second page of a 365 page book. And what would you like to pin down today? Dear sisters and brothers, for the rest of our segment today, as we listen to some soulful renditions, let us also take time to think about the key areas of our lives that we would like to continue to uplift, expand and explore this new year. By the way, all the songs that you'll be listening today are sung by the alumni of Swami's University and are taken from the album Bridge Across Time, Volumes 17 and 18, which were released on the occasion of the 85th birthday of our most beloved Swami.
तेरा स्वागतम साई रे
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, when we think about different areas of our life, we can perhaps separate them or compartmentalize them into a few key areas like health, career, relationships, be it with friends, family, children or loved ones, spirituality, and simply personal growth. Now, for each of these areas, we can choose to imbibe one or two good practices that will help us to continue to expand our true potentials and capabilities. Excelling in each of these areas will only complement our strengths in other areas. So let's start with health. Now, this is my favorite part of life. Yes, I am all for a healthy lifestyle. One way I do this is exercise every day without fail. Well, not really every day, but almost every day without fail. A simple workout for an hour followed by a healthy and wholesome meal is a great way to start the day. It keeps me fresh, alert and focused at work and also allows me to think things easily through without faltering. Now, we all know how important it is to exercise and to keep our bodies moving. But what happens is that many times we get lazy and perhaps get off the track from where we started. So how do I keep going? Well, pretty much the same way many others do. I found myself a regime to follow every day, and doing it every day simply made it a habit. Now, it is as natural as brushing my teeth every day. You know, a great fitness instructor and a health advocate, Tony Horton, says, "I exercise today because it improves the quality of my life. Exercise makes your brain function better and helps your emotional state." So when I heard of this, I just had to test it out to see if it really works. And you know what? It really works. Now, one mistake many of us make is to always worry about the outcome of the things we do. You exercise for a week and you're like, okay, I've not thinned down. You know, don't exercise just to look good. Because if that is your motivation to exercise, within few months, once you start looking good, you will stop exercising. And within another few months, we'll get back to the same old self, sitting on a couch and eating potato chips maybe. Bhagwan has reminded many times that we should not worry about the outcome. Instead, it is enough to simply learn from the journey itself. What is important is the purpose with which we have embarked on the journey. Swami says, to attain divinity, you have to cultivate purity. Whenever we have purity of purpose and dedicate the fruits of all our actions to God, the outcome will only be beautiful and most fulfilling. So, we spoke about exercise. Now, exercise and diet has to go together. So what about our diet then? You know, actually, Swami has graciously shared so much knowledge on eating the right quantity and types of food. Now, let us hear a little on this now. In a discourse given on the occasion of the valedictory session of the Cardiac Super Speciality Symposium on February 7th in 1993, Swami said, "There should be some regulations with regard to food. Many doctors emphasize the value of proteins and recommend meat, eggs, etc. But proteins derived from this form serve only to build the body, but do considerable harm to the mind. Doctors are primarily concerned with the gross physical body. They pay little attention to the subtle form of the mental makeup. Most of the diseases that are prevalent in the world today are related to the mind. Mental illnesses seem to outcome physical ailments. The Vedanta has declared that the mind is the cause of man's bondage or liberation. This means that the mind has to be used properly and turned towards God. And equally, the mind is responsible for health or sickness. So in this context, food is all important. Proteins are present in milk, curds and vegetables as much as in meat. So dear listeners, exercise and eat right, and that should take care of majority of your physical problems. So with that, here is a beautiful song that describes the loving relationship between Swami and his students. Thank you.
ये साई वचन हुए जीवन आधार,
मिला संग साई का बना रिश्ता साकार,
हम जीते हैं साई में, ऐसा है प्यार।
गुनगुनाए आंखें मुस्कुराए, दीवाना हुआ दिल कैसे से समझाए,
सांसों की लड़ी तेरा गीत गाए, पहला है प्यार साई के साथ,
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ,
हम जिए हम मरेंगे साई के साथ,
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ,
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ।
दिल की धड़कनों से कोई पूछे कि वो सांसों को बयां करे, दिल की धड़कनों से कोई पूछे कि वो सांसों को बयां करे, दिल है सांस है और उनके बीच एक अनकहा एहसास, ये एहसास है हमारा पहला प्यार साई के साथ, वो पहले प्यार की पहली कड़ी, आपका वो पहला सवाल कहां से आया।
पहली मुलाकात वो मीठे वो
पहली मुलाकात वो मीठे वो,
आए कहां से कहां को है जाना,
आए कहां से
साथ,
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ,
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ।
हैं साई, सदा से और सदा के लिए शुक्रिया। इस जन्म में फिर से मिलाया आपने एक नई पहचान के साथ, और वो आपका पूछना निपेरे में।
वो सिलसिला बातों का ये रिश्ता है जन्मों का,
वो सिलसिला बातों का ये रिश्ता है जन्मों का।
वो अटूट बंधन, वो अनोखी पहचान,
वो अटूट
के साथ।
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ,
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ।
आपके चरण एक अनोखा बंधन है हमारा उनसे, हर काम की शुरुआत और हमारी आखिरी मंजिल। वो हमारा बेसब्री से इंतजार कि आपका अपने चरणों की ओर इशारा करते हुए कहना, जिसको इसको रहा
कभी पास आके कभी दूर से बुला के,
कभी पास आके कभी दूर से बुला के,
वो पाद सेवा और कभी चरण वंदन,
वो पाद सेवा
का ध्यान।
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ,
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ।
दिल ये गुनगुनाए, आंखें मुस्कुराए, दीवाना हुआ दिल कैसे से समझाए, सांसों की लड़ी पे राग एक गाए। पहला है प्यार साए के साथ, पहला है प्यार साए के साथ। हम जिए मरे पहला है प्यार साई के साथ, पहला है प्यार साई के साथ।
वेलकम बैक डियर लिसनर्स। Now, speaking about different aspects of ourselves that we could improve upon this year, we spoke about health. Now, what about work and career? How can we improve and start off this year with new habits and practices that will help us excel at work, regardless of the field of work we are involved in? So first of all, let us take a look at some of the basic qualities of people that usually excel in their areas of work. They are focused, they're clear about what they want, and they understand what they do. Most importantly, they're passionate about the work they do. One key aspect of being the best at what you do, which Bhagwan also emphasizes, on is infusion of love in all that we do. With love in work, we are bound to reach great heights as leaders. Late Steve Jobs, the founder and ex-CEO of Apple Inc., delivered an inspiring talk on June 12, 2005 to Stanford graduates. And in that he said, "Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do." Swami says that duty is God, work is worship. Even the tiniest work is the flower placed at the feet of God. And when we work with the feeling that everything is an offering of love to the divine that resides within, we will automatically strive to provide nothing less than perfection in what we do. And as our minds become attuned to this thought, our actions slowly change to reflect what we think. Thus, we automatically begin to work in the reflection of perfection and the best. So, dear listeners, remember that life is a game and we should play it well. And we are all, after all, on the same team. So let's all play to win together.
इस बेचैन दुनिया को देख ना रहा मेरे गम का ठिकाना कि लोगों ने अब तक ये न जाना साई नाम है अनमोल खजाना जब प्राण तन से जाएंगे छूट मेरे साईं बाबा तेरा हम नाम लेंगे तुझे है कसम हमारी तेरे लिए जान देंगे कि साईं नाम सारा जग देखो गुनगुनाएगा मेरे साईं बाबा तेरा हम नाम लेंगे तेरे लिए जान देंगे गुनगुनाएगा मेरे साईं बाबा तेरा हम नाम लेंगे तेरे लिए जान देंगे मेरे साईं बाबा
झील से तेरी अखियां प्यार भरा तेरा चेहरा तेरी मुस्कान से साई चेहरों पे रौनक आई
तेरी एक नजर से साई दिलों में खुशी समाई
दिलों में खुशी समाई दिलों में खुशी समाई
तेरे इस रूप को देख करो बाबा मेरे हर एक इंसान तुझ पर आज कुर्बान
तेरे इस रूप को देख करो साई मेरे
तुम्हारी हंसी है प्यारी अमानत बने हमारी महकूटी जिंदगानी
तुम्हारी हंसी है प्यारी अमानत बने हमारी
तुम्हारी हंसी है प्यारी अमानत बने हमारी
कभी ना ये छूटे दास्तानें
मोहब्बत की मेरे साई बाबा तेरा हम नाम लेंगे तेरे लिए जान देंगे ओ मेरे साई बाबा
देखो साई नाम ने क्या जादू किया है
कि जिस किसी ने तेरे नाम का प्याला पिया है
देखो उसे क्या अनजान नशा आता है
कि गम और खुशी तो क्या खुद को भी भूल जाता है
खुद को भूल जाता है खुद को भूल जाता है
खुद को भूल जाता है खुद को भूल जाता है
ये साई नाम के प्याले जो चाहे अजमा ले ये साई नाम के प्याले
जो चाहे अजमा ले साई नाम के प्याले जो चाहे अजमा ले साई नाम के प्याले
हर गम को खुशी में ये बदलने वाले जो चाहे अजमा ले ये साई नाम के प्याले
मगर इस दुनिया का एक बड़ा सवाल है
वो क्या पूछो तो इस जलते हुए जमाने का देखो क्या हाल है
तड़प रहा है इंसान देह की मशाल है
तड़प रहा है इंसान देह की मशाल है
हर किसी की जिंदगी गम से बेहाल है
दुनिया का ये सवाल है ये गम से बेहाल है दुनिया का ये सवाल है
ये तो कमाल है कि इंसान का ये सवाल है
जब इंसान इंसान ही न रहा
वो तो बन गया हैवान वो तो बन गया हैवान
सभी का इंसान वो तो बन गया हैवान है
फिर भी अगर जो बचने का है तेरा इरादा
भगवान तक पहुंचने का है तेरा इरादा
तो कर ले साई नाम लेने का तू आज वादा
साई नाम सारा जग देखो गुनगुनाएगा
मेरे साई बाबा तेरा सब नाम लेंगे तेरे लिए जान देंगे ओ मेरे साईं बाबा।
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to Love to Love and I am Chandu Vijay. And today we are talking about improving ourselves for this brand new year. And till now we have looked at health and career. Now let us take a look at relationships. Now relationships probably form one of the most important aspects of our lives. Now everyone we interact with is a form of a relationship. Our families, children, spouse, friends, workmates, and other people we come into contact with every day. So how can we improve our relationships and how can we interact with people around us? What can we do to constantly remember to see the Sai within each and every one of these people, including those whom we find difficulty getting along with? Now, Swami gives simple solutions to our seemingly large problems. Swami says, love everybody as you would love me. Such a simple answer, is it not? Well, Mr. Arthur Hillcott, a very old devotee of Swami, shares a little story that can help us understand what divine love really is. He says, I remember once in a hotel in Bangalore, it was evening and I wanted to write a letter. But I couldn't see right. All the lights were on. I looked at the bulbs. They were all 25 watts. But you see, if you had 100 of those, you still wouldn't have had a good light. So I went to the manager and I said, look, I can't see out there. Would you give me a 100 watt lamp? Of course, yes, he said, and then he gave me a 100 watt light. So I took it to my room. I took out the 25 watt bulb and put the 100 watt in, and then I had plenty of light. And then it dawned on me that there is only one current that comes into this building, and that electrical current there was waiting to express itself as light. But the amount of light depends on the quality of the bulb. I thought, isn't it just like God? The divine current is ever ready to express itself as love and light through every one of these human bulbs. But it depends upon the quality of the bulb as to how much love and light can be expressed. So we need to ask ourselves, what sort of a bulb am I? How much love and light am I expressing? Now one might be satisfied with a 25 watt bulb. One might say, well, perhaps 75 is okay or 100. But whatever it is, we have to ask ourselves, then how much do we really want to express? Some might say, I would like to be a 100 watt bulb. Some might say 500, some might even say a million, and others may want to express that which can't be expressed at all. Well, so dear listeners, the same divine current flows through each and every one of us. Let us make sure we have the capacity to express as much of it as possible and be a shining beacon of divine light for all mankind.
आज की रात निराली है, उसे मत पूछो।
आज की बात निराली है, उसे मत पूछो।
जिस तरह झूल रहे हैं मेरे सरकार यहाँ, दिल के झूले में बिठाओ
वह झुला कर देखो।
बोलिए इससे भी प्यार कोई रात आई है, मेरे बाबा की आज सालगिरह आई है।
एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं सालगिरह आई है। हर तरफ एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं सालगिरह आई है। दुनिया वालों सुनो, आज साल गिरह आई है। हर तरफ एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं साल गिरह आई है। सितारे भी मुस्कुराते हैं, आसमां पर ये नए रंग बिखर जाते हैं। चांद हंसता है, सितारे भी मुस्कुराते हैं, आसमां पर ये नए रंग बिखर जाते हैं। भोर होते ही जो किरणों ने छुई चित्रावती, भोर होते ही जो किरणों ने छुई चित्रावती, एक मस्ती भरे संगीत में सब गाते हैं। एक मस्ती भरे संगीत में सब गाते हैं।
लब पे कुदरत के छाई है,
जानते हो कि नहीं सालगिरह आई है। हर तरफ एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं सालगिरह आई है। ढाते हैं और बर्बादी के आसार नजर आते हैं। जब भी दुनिया में कहर जुल्म सितम ढाते हैं और बर्बादी के आसार नजर आते हैं, तब कभी धर्म और ईमान की हिफाजत के लिए, तब कभी धर्म और ईमान की हिफाजत के लिए बंदा परवल खुद ही धरती पे उतर आते हैं। हर
तरफ एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं साल गिर आई है। हर तरफ एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं साल गिर आई है। मेरे बाबा की आज साल गिर
Welcome back, dear listeners. We've been talking about improving our 2014 with some practical ways, and these have to do with relationships, work, and health thus far. Now, one common denominator in all these three areas are simply love. We must love ourselves first in order to ensure perfect health. We must love our work in order to see perfection and excellence. And love all people in our lives regardless of who they are, just as we would love our dearest side. Now, one thing we tend to forget to do is express our gratitude. Now, did you know that studies have proven that gratitude is a sure way of increasing our happiness almost instantaneously? Now, how is that possible, right? Well, let us look at it this way. Being grateful and expressing our thanks is our way of acknowledging all the good that has happened and is happening to us on a daily basis. When we give thanks, we are also able to be grateful for whatever we have and remember that there are souls who are not as fortunate as we are. You know, this reminds me of a man, or the story of a man who was sitting in a park on a bench. He was not very well-to-do and came from a poor family. As he sat there and looked at his clothes and shoes, he wished that he could have a better pair of shoes on his feet. And as he was feeling sorry for himself and wishing that he could be endowed with better riches, along comes another man who was seated on a wooden cart, and using his hands he was navigating on the pavement. On a closer look, it dawned on him that this man had no legs at all. And when he saw this, the man stopped wishing that he had a good new pair of shoes and expressed his gratitude that he had 2 feet to walk with. So while we listen to the next song, dear listeners, let us do a little exercise on gratitude. Over the past year, what are the things that happened that you are grateful for? Write them down on a sheet of paper and remember to be specific and honest with your answers. Well, do you have your pen ready yet? While you write, here is a song to help with your thought flow.
Sai धाम बोलो राम साईं राम बोलो राम साईं राम
Welcome back, dear sisters and brothers. So how did that feel? Well, writing out all that you were grateful for, did it leave your heart feeling filled with peace and a lot of joy? Well, if it did, then you are most definitely on the right track. Make it a daily habit to think or write out things that you're grateful for always. The more we constantly remember to be grateful, the easier it is for us to recognize that everything is a gift, including the difficulties, troubles, and inconveniences. Okay, next up, we have done a bit of gratitude exercise. Let us now go back and look at the past year one more time. Okay, think about all the things that you feel you would want to let go of or change. Well, it can be a bad habit, a bad memory, a bad experience, anything at all. Spend some time writing down these things, and when you're done, destroy it. Like literally, you can shred it, burn it, or flush it down the toilet, anything. When you remove negativity or things that you do not want to keep doing, we make room for better things to come flowing in. Changing habits can change the outcome of things that we do on a daily basis. And changing the way we do things on a daily basis will ultimately change the results that we're creating for ourselves. So dear listeners, what kind of things do you want to get rid of that you would rather not keep repeating this year? Write them down and let go of them for a new brand, for a brand new start. Swami has shared a chinnakatha that helps us to give up at least one bad habit. Swami says, a wicked man once went to a guru for initiation into spiritual path. The guru asked him to give up at least one of his bad habits. He gave up uttering falsehood. That night, when he went to the royal palace to commit a robbery, he found on the terrace another person who said he too was a thief. So they broke into the treasury together and divided between themselves the diamonds that were there in the king's treasury. The other person, however, was none other than the king himself. He pretended to be a thief and he knew where the keys of the treasury were. Now while the diamonds were shared, the honest thief felt pity for the king of the realm who was losing his entire stock. So he told his companion, who was the real king, to leave one diamond behind in the safe. And it was done. Now next morning, it was discovered that the treasury had been looted and the minister was sent by the king, who had acted as a thief in the previous night, to assess the loss. So the minister went to the treasury and found one single diamond that had missed the eyes of the thieves. He quietly transferred it to his own pocket and reported back to the king that all the diamonds were gone. Now, the previous night, the king had obtained the address of the honest thief as they were parting company. So he sent for the honest thief, and when he stood in the court before the king, he confessed that all but one of the diamonds had been stolen by him and his unknown associate. The missing diamond was discovered in the pocket of the minister, and the king dismissed him for the lie. And the honest thief was appointed as the minister. And soon he gave up his other evil habits and he pleased his guru by his fame as a virtuous administrator. So dear listeners, through this story, Swami tells us how sincerity pays. Even if we follow one message of Swami, let us be sincere in observing it in our daily life. Sincerity and our steadfast devotion to Him will surely take us to great heights.
the temple of our hearts. Let's praise the God that keeps us and Him far apart.
Each and every jealous eye, may He be born
within the holy hearts of men.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Swami says you can experience bliss only when you have learned to control the mind. To control the mind, you have to engage it in good deeds. As you go on performing good deeds, you will develop good thoughts and feelings. And when you have good thoughts, you will acquire true understanding of the real. Having control of our thoughts and mind has a profound effect on how we lead our lives. It affects every aspect of the life we live, and greater control equals greater quality of living. Of course, meditation is a great way to help calm and keep the mind under control. Swami has prescribed an easy method of meditation that will help us with sense control and focusing thoughts with ease. That is the Jyoti meditation. All one needs for this is a quiet space and a candle flame to see the light. Even 10 minutes a day is enough to help us focus our thoughts and keep our mind in check. Brother Jagdishan, the advisor to the Malaysian Satya Sai Baba Central Council, had come up with a beautiful guided Jyoti meditation audio track. So dear listeners, I'm going to be playing this track now. So if possible, let us stop everything that we are doing for the next 10 minutes and go through this beautiful experience of Jyoti meditation as given by Swami.
Please sit up straight, and in the quietness of your mind, hear the sound of your breathing. Breathe in and out. In, out. As you breathe in, let your mind say, As you breathe out, let your mind say, hum. Close your eyes and feel the light in the center of your forehead. Now, let that light come down, down your neck, to the center of your chest. Imagine a flower, a lotus, opening petal by petal to receive the light. Now the light is resting on the lotus. The lotus disappears. Only the light remains. But it is no more the light of the candle. It is a round ball of formless light. It is a light of divinity within you. Feel this light now expand. And feel the light going down, down your body, into your legs, up to your feet. Feel warmth as the light surges through your limbs. And make this mental vow, O Lord. My legs, touched by the light of your divinity, will always take me only to places of goodness. Feel the light surging upwards, up into your chest, around your shoulders, and down into your arms and fingers. Feel a warmth as this light surges through you. Make this mental vow, O Lord. My arms, touched by the light of your divinity, will only yearn to do what is good. Now feel the light surging upwards into your neck and into your face, into your head. And the light now shines in your eyes. Make a vow. My eyes will yearn to see only what is good. Feel the light now shining in your ears. My ears will yearn to hear only what is good. Feel the light now shining on your lips. My lips must yearn to only speak what is good. Now, feel this light now shining into your whole body. The light illumines the body. In your mind, repeat the words, "The light is in me." Now, feel the light expand. Expand and you are now sitting in a ball of light, in a cone of formless light. Let your mind say, the light is within me, I am in the light. Feel the throne of this light and now feel this light expanding. Expanding and filling this entire room with a divine glow. And let this light now go beyond this room. Beyond and beyond. Spreading ever further to this whole country. And beyond this country, beyond oceans and beyond nations, let this light flow ever outwards to encompass the whole world. Now, imagine yourself not your physical body, but an inner being within you, like a gigantic divine form, sitting on the globe, and the light of your divinity, the light of your love, encompassing the whole world. Stay for a moment, thrilled in that thought. Feel oneness with the whole world. Feel at peace with yourself. And now, look inside. Can you imagine? Do you see a ball of light within you? In this ball of light, bring in the form of the Ishtadeva, the divine being that you love and worship. Be it the Christ, Rama, Krishna, Buddha, or Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. See this form smiling within you. See this divine form raise his hands in blessing. Now, receive the blessing and darshan of the divine. Divine within. Stay for a moment, thrilled in this thought that you and he are one.
ప్రాణమా ప్రతి మనసులో నీ ప్రేమ సుధలు ప్రొంగించి ఆనందముతో దివిభూమి పులకించగా ఆనందముతో దివిభూమి పులకించగా మాటలాడవా మాటలాడవా
Welcome back, dear listeners. So it is the second day of the new year and we are all geared for an exciting journey with Sai ahead. So what is one of the key things we must always remember to be successful in our endeavors? Well, it is self-confidence. When speaking of self-confidence, it is really confidence in the higher self that is working through us in our physical bodies. A short story from Swami helps us understand this better. Now, this is a story of Tenali Ramakrishna, the famous poet, humorist and philosopher from the state of Andhra Pradesh. And he once happened to lose his way while traversing an area of thick jungle. He lived in the reign of the famous emperor Krishnadevaraya of the Vijayanagara dynasty in about 1500 AD. So while he was wandering desperately in the jungle, he saw an old sage. Ramakrishna ran forward and fell at his feet in reverential homage. He asked the sage how he had become caught in that wild forest. The sage said, "The same mysterious force that dragged you here has dragged me too to this spot. The moment when I have to cast away my body, which I have occupied so long, has arrived. And I shall initiate you now into the mantra which I have recited all these years as my talisman and treasure." It was the mantra of Mother Goddess Kali, and he whispered it into the ear of Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna was overjoyed at the great gift. He retired into a temple of the mother deep in the recesses of the jungle and was intent on the meditation of the mother propitiated by the mantra. Now at midnight one day, the aboriginal koyas of the forest came into the temple with a goat which they sought to offer as a sacrifice to please the mother. Now Ramakrishna hid himself behind the idol, and when the knife was about to fall on the neck of the goat, he exclaimed from behind the idol, "I am the mother of all living beings, including you. If you kill my child, I will curse you. I cannot bless you." Believing that it was Kali who spoke, the koyas desisted and they ran away. Now, Kali, the mother goddess herself, manifested before Ramakrishna because she was so pleased with the behavior of a child, and she asked him what he would like to receive from her. "What do you want?" she queried, holding a plate of curd rice in one hand and a plate of milk rice in the other. He wanted to know the consequences of eating either plate before deciding which plate to ask for. So the mother explained, "The curd rice will endow you with riches and economic prosperity. The milk rice will make you a wise scholar. Now make your choice." So Ramakrishna thought within himself, "It is no good being a fool in possession of vast riches, nor will scholarship fill the stomach 3 times a day. So he was a clever person. So he asked one further question. "I see 2 plates before me. Before I make the choice, tell me how each will taste." The mother laughed and said, "How can I describe the taste and make you understand the difference? You will have to taste them yourself, and gave him both the plates just for tasting purpose. The clever Ramakrishna hastily took out both the rice, both the curd rice and the milk rice, and put it into his mouth and managed to swallow everything, the entire quantity of the rice from both the plates. Now Kali was indignant and exclaimed that his impertinence called for dire punishment. So Ramakrishna, with humility, accepted his mistake and invited the punishment she proposed to inflict. But can the mother's punishment destroy the child, however bad the conduct of the child may be? So Mother Kali said, "My sentence will certainly save you. Do not tremble." And then she pronounced the sentence thus: "Become a Vikata Kavi." That is to say, be a clever clown, having great influence at court, accumulating much wealth, and guiding all those who approach you with good advice. Well, dear listeners, God loves those who have self-confidence and the courage of their convictions, and who seize every opportunity to improve their spiritual status. Well, with that, we have almost come to the end of this segment. And here from Team Radio Sai, we wish you all a loving year filled with nothing but love. Happy New Year. And until we meet again next week, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Jai Sai Ram. And at 3:30 p.m. we will have the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Chari, hosted by Brother Ganesh. Stay tuned.
Dil ye dhadakta hai tera naam leke chehre pe range bahar aati hai tumhi se paun khushiyan saayi ho mujh mein bhi teri khushboo samayi hai jo bhi aaya tumne khushiyon se jholi bhari hai तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है झोली भरी है ओ बाबा झोली भरी है खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है
तेरे जलवे में,
तेरे इन कदमों में जन्नत बसी है,
तुझ में हमारी
तेरे दर पे जो भी आया, ओ मेरे साईं बाबा, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है,
मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की, साईं के बंदे अब हम हुए हैं, धनी सामान धनी दम गरे गरे निधसा,
मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की,
मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की,
दूरी दिलों की ओ बाबा दूरी दिलों की, मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की,
मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की,
आया है जब से ये प्यार तुम्हारा,
तेरे लिए जीते और हम मिटे हैं,
तुझसे हमारी जिंदगी बनी है, तुझसे हमारी जिंदगी बनी है,
तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है,